Saturday, February 8th. First reading from the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 13, verses 15 through 17, and 20 and 21. Brothers and sisters, through Jesus, let us continually offer God a sacrifice of praise, that is, the fruit of lips that confess His name. Do not neglect to do good and to share what you have. God is pleased by sacrifices of that kind. Obey your leaders and defer to them, for they keep watch over you and will have to give an account, that they may fulfill their task with joy and not with sorrow, for that would be of no advantage to you. May the God of peace, who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep by the blood of the eternal covenant, furnish you with all that is good, that you may do His will. May He carry out in you what is pleasing to Him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen. Haydock Commentary. We are like pilgrims or banished men, seeking for our happy country of heaven, but in the meantime must offer to God a sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, which is done chiefly in the holy sacrifice of the Eucharist, also by confessing His name and praying to Him with our lips and hearts, and by a kind of sacrifice of charity by doing good to everyone, and of communion or union with our neighbors. When we read in the Psalms and in the Old Scriptures of a sacrifice of praise, we may look upon it as a prophecy of the Christian Eucharist or sacrifice of praise, of which St. Augustine says, "What is a more holy sacrifice of praise than that which consisteth in thanksgiving, which the faithful offer now in the sacrifice of the Church?" And again, "The Church from the time of the Apostles, by an uninterrupted succession of prelates, offers to God in the body of Christ the sacrifice of praise." Obey your leaders and defer to them. Join the sacrifice of obedience to your bishops and pastors whom God has placed over you, who must render an account even of your souls. Follow their commands and instructions with such a ready willingness that you do not sadden them, but that you may be a subject of comfort and joy to them in their heavy and dangerous employments. The Gospel from Mark chapter 6, verses 30 through 34. The apostles gathered together with Jesus and reported all they had done and taught. He said to them, "Come away by yourselves to a deserted place and rest a while." People were coming and going in great numbers, and they had no opportunity even to eat. So they went off in the boat by themselves to a deserted place. People saw them leaving, and many came to know about it. They hastened there on foot from all the towns and arrived at the place before them. When Jesus disembarked and saw the vast crowd, His heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd, and He began to teach them many things. Haydock Commentary. Our Savior did not retire to a deserted place until He was informed of the death of John the Baptist. And this He did not because He was ignorant of it before, but that He might show to the world, not only by His appearance, but also by His manner of acting, the reality of the mystery of His incarnation. The desert was called of Bethsaida, not because it was on the same side of the town, but opposite it. Wherefore those who wished to join Jesus, not able to pass the lake, went round by the northern extremity, which they passed either by means of a bridge or in boats, and made such haste as to arrive at the desert before Jesus. His heart had pity on them. The bowels of His compassion yearned when He saw multitudes cast down and oppressed, like sheep that are without a shepherd. The Pharisees indeed were their shepherds, but they acted the part of ravenous wolves, not only neglecting to lead the people to virtue, but even hindering as much as they could their advancement in good.